As you can see, Brother Raphael has put the words to this first verse on the program. And it's wonderful that I'm first because no one's going to repeat anything that I say. and that's a good thing. You know, this verse starts out with, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger. When we look at that, we go, well, where is this concept found in the scriptures? And it's really found in a couple of scriptures mainly. The first being Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 through 15. And we read there, all these died in the faith, having not received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and they were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed them, and they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And of course, this is talking about what we term as the ancient worthies, that worthy class that really proved themselves to God, and they were given a special relationship called friends of God's. And, you know, as we look at this, we realize that they were largely observers and not so much participants with the things of the world. They didn't get entangled in all the affairs of the world, except, you know, to provide for their temporal provisions, of course. And, of course, they were mindful also of not the things immediately before them, but spiritual things. And they focused in on them. And that was foremost in their lives. And I think that is the characteristic of these pilgrims and strangers that are mentioned in this very first verse. There's another scripture that also brings out thoughts about these individuals. And that's now a New Testament scripture. And it's looking at the brethren, the footsteps followers. So a different relationship. Instead of friends of God, these are those that are given an opportunity for sonship with God. And we find that in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Dearly beloved, I beseech thee as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be by your good works, which they shall behold. So your good works are going to be an example of them to glorify God in the day of his visitation. And so it's important here, I think what's being pointed out is that we're to be pilgrims and strangers, but we're to focus in on the things of God and really be an example of God. And as such, we, as the song says, we can't tarry. We have to continue to move along and to focus on the important things of life. And that focus is really on the future, in the same way that those ancient worthies focused on the things of God and the promises of God. And so that's really kind of a synopsis of this very beautiful song. And I appreciate that the brethren have chosen this as their theme hymn. And I think it's a wonderful, these are wonderful words for us. And of course, we'll look into the second and third verses on Sunday and Monday.